This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about this passage in a way that will speak to you for this reason. If Jesus is the authority over death, and over disease, and over the demonic, why would you want to invest your life in being connected to any other philosophy or concept? Why would you waste your life being involved in some ideology that talks about other things if this is the person who truly has authority over the demonic, death, and disease? Do you know Jesus would make this statement that all authority and power has been given to him? Which, when you think about it, is the statement of a crazy person. If it's not true, the statement of a complete pathological liar, someone insane, or if it's true, it's the greatest statement in the world that he had all power and authority in the universe. That's a pretty dramatic statement. I want to just do a little verse by verse here. We can't do a lot, but just pick it up at verse 22. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." We read later on that the woman who'd been sick for 12 years does the same thing. She falls at the feet of Jesus. If you don't remember anything else I say this morning, this is the take-home thing right here, giving it to you early. At some point in your life, you're going to have a moment where the only thing you can do intellectually, spiritually, emotionally is fall at the feet of Jesus. You know what? Some of you, it's already happened. You've had that fall at your feet moment with Jesus Christ, but some of you haven't. You say, "Well, I've never had to do that." You will. If you live long enough on this earth and you go through enough experiences, sooner or later, you're going to have what I call the fall at your feet moment, where the only thing intellectually you know to do, the only thing emotionally and spiritually you know to do is to fall at the feet of Jesus and say, the two most important words that you'll ever utter, here they are: "Help me. Help me." That's the most spiritual prayer that some man has ever made in this room. Help me. The most dramatic prayer that some woman in this room has ever made, just two words: "Help me. Help me." And that's what I want you to go home with today. When you have that fall at the feet of Jesus moment, you're talking to the one who has all authority and all power over the demonic, over death, and over disease. That's what I want to share with you. I want you to bring it up to verse 27 about the woman. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. I want to share something with you I haven't read in any commentary. I've never heard this before. This is one of the crazy ideas that I've felt led to share with you. No one told her. There's no evidence that anyone told this woman, "If you touch the hem of his garment, you will be healed." It wasn't in any press pack. It wasn't any publicity that Jesus put out. "If you touch the hem of his garment, you will be healed." But somehow it came into her spirit, into her sphere of knowledge, that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. I find great significance in that, that nobody told her that. She came to that on her own. And here's my thought. Every week at Crossview, there are men and women in this room that come to a realization of some spiritual truth in their own life they never came to before, but something happened in a service. Something happened during communion. Something happened during worship. And all of a sudden, there was an awareness in your spirit that you never had before. Well, I don't know if that thought speaks to you, but maybe it does. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.